Yes, we are back at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. We love hearing from you, and we love to connect with you, and do that at Twitter, at eRadioSports. You can also check out some of our work at our radio website, that is eRadioSports.com. Having a wonderful conversation before we went to break with Mike Eisenberg. He is Fox Sports Detroit's coordinating producer, covers very, very closely the Detroit Tigers, and has a new book out that he has co-authored with Mario Mpemba, the television voice. The title of the book is If These Walls Could Talk, Detroit Tigers. And so, Michael, before we went to commercial break, we were kind of getting the pulse on how the Tigers are doing, how the season's unfolding in the month of April. Talk to us about, as far as Dave Dombrowski, his leadership and what he has been able to do with the team.
One thing about Dave, and yesterday I had a conversation with Willie Horton, Tiger legend, and we were talking about Dave, and he says, Dave surrounds himself with people that challenge him. He's not a yes man. He doesn't want people that are just going to say yes. And if you look at some of the trades, and all general managers make trades that don't work out, but if you look at the trades that he's made, to be able to acquire Miguel Cabrera, and Dontrelle Willis was in the deal as well, for two minor league prospects who have had middling major league careers in Cameron Maben and Andrew Miller, you just got the best hitter in baseball for two guys that had played less than 50 games in the majors. That's pretty good. And what I always admire about Dave is he knows what he needs, and he gets it. A couple of years ago, they needed a second baseman and a pitcher, so he was able to use a number one and a number two draft pick they had, traded it to Florida, and in exchange they got Anibal Sanchez, who led the league in ERA, and Omar Infante, who played a great second base for the Tigers. So one of the questions I think he's going to face this year is the shortstop situation that we had touched on. At the trade deadline, what kind of moves will they make? And the thing about Dave is, you know that if there's a glaring need, he's going to make a move. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't work, well, he went for it. And that's what I think every team wants in leadership.
Well, the Tigers general manager, Dave Dombrowski, I mean, is he the kind of guy that can position Detroit to really get a legitimate shot at winning the World Series?
Absolutely. I mean, he's done what he's done since he's been here. And he took over the team right around when they had 119 losses in 2003. And he started to build the team up slowly but surely. He has a great relationship with Scott Boras, who is Stephen Drew's agent, of course. But he's got an owner, Mike Ilitch, who has shown a willingness to spend. And Dave has won with small markets. He's won with big markets. And this is the best period of Tigers history they've ever had, 3 years in a row winning the division, getting to a World Series. Since 06, they've been in two World Series, four playoffs. So he is the guy, and this team is really built for now, especially with Max Scherzer in the last year of his contract. So Dave and Mr. Ilitch will put the chips to the center of the table, and they're going to go for it.
Mike Eisenberg with Fox Sports Detroit is joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And I always love going behind the scenes in terms of management, kind of getting the pulse on them. But tell us about the impact that Brad Ausmus, the manager, is having. I mean, obviously, his credentials are so impressive. 22 years Major League Baseball experience, played catcher 18 years total. But just the assessment, Michael, of the job that he has done so far.
And this is not an easy job. A lot of times when a manager takes over a team, it's because the previous manager didn't get it done, the team's not good, and there's no expectations. Brad Ausmus, in his first managerial job, is walking into a spot where they expect to win the World Series. And Dave Dombrowski had never met Brad, except maybe in passing. And they sat down, and he was just blown away. People like Tony La Russa called him and said, you should hire this guy. Brad he's a real smart guy. He went to Dartmouth. Was drafted by the Yankees, despite the fact he was a huge Red Sox fan. And as you said, played a long time in the majors and was always seen as a future manager. Very even keel, very dry sense of humor, doesn't seem to let things bother him. I mean, his first home game here, two innings in, he had an official video review that he won. He's very even keel. When you watch him during the game, you can't tell whether they're up 18 to nothing or they're down 18 to nothing. And I think that transfers to the players, knowing that you have a very calm leader. Jim Leland was a great manager for this team, probably going to the Hall of Fame. Jim was a more demonstrative guy and, you know, would get fired up and things like that. And Brad so far has been really even keel, and I think it's helping the team a great deal.
You know, Mike, you bring up a number of great points, and I think back to one of my earlier conversations. Tim Kirchen was on our show at the start of spring training, and he had just talked about how Brad is just, you know, the players relate to him. He gets on their level, and that obviously is going to be able to transfer over in their play.
Well, I'm friendly with Tim, and one of the things that Tim had said to me a couple of years ago was that with Jim Leland, he had never seen a team that echoes the manager like the Tigers did with Jim Leland. So it's really a tough spot for Brad to come in. But, I mean, Brad was playing 3 years ago. So he's played against some of these guys.
Wow, that is hard to believe, yeah.
And they definitely relate to him because he doesn't come in saying, hey, I'm this Hall of Fame manager. He's, okay, this is my first job here.
Uh-huh.
I have a plan. I know what we're going to do. And, you know, this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. So when the team goes on a 3-game losing streak, Brad Ausmus is not going to be ranting through the hallway saying, oh, my gosh, what are we going to do? These guys stink.
Uh-huh.
They know that he has their back. And that goes a long way.
We're having a great conversation talking about the Detroit Tigers with Michael Eisenberg from Fox Sports Detroit, the coordinating producer. And we're going to transition right now. We're going to talk about and highlight the new book that he has released, If These Walls Could Talk, Detroit Tigers. Of course, he teamed up with Mario Mpemba, the longtime television voice. And so tell us a little bit about the book. I mean, there's so many great stories. It was a bit overwhelming to figure out and pinpoint where are we going to start our conversation, Mike? Okay.
Well, the thing, you know, what got us going on this was that Mario and I have been friends for since I've been here in 06.
Sure.
And when we sit at playoff games and we would get up to go to the bathroom or get a drink, it would take 25 minutes because everybody wanted to talk to him.
Uh-huh.
And when you're around a professional team, the stories are incredible. And I'm not around the team like Mario is, but I can tell stories to my friends and say, hey, yesterday I was talking to Willie Horton for an hour.
Yeah.
And they think that's really cool. And I said, Mario, you travel with these guys. You're with them every single day. When you tell stories, I'm taken aback. People that read the book, you have great, great stories that people would have no idea of, and they'll be glued to it. And I hope that really came through in the book because he's been around for 20 years. He worked with the Angels before this, and I mean, he's come across a lot of interesting scenarios.
Of course, the title of the book, if you want to look that up online right now, if you're listening to our conversation, If These Walls Could Talk, Detroit Tigers, Stories from the Detroit Tigers, Dugout, Locker Room, and Press Box. Mike, you're talking about that Mario, you know, he has covered in baseball for over 20 years, been in the broadcasting world, and he's seen it all. He's seen so many of the greats, Roger Clemens, Greg Maddux, Pedro Martinez, the Randy Johnson story. I love the story in there about that. What was his favorite? I mean, is there one particular story that perhaps you didn't know about?
There was one that he talks about, that we talk about early in the book, where he was in the minor leagues. And, you know, when you're in the minor leagues, there's a reason they call it the minor leagues. You're not in the big time.
That's right.
And he was in the booth, and his radio, his microphone, it wasn't a headset, it was a stick mic. And he didn't have a way of supporting it. Like, there was no way that he didn't want to hold it the whole game, and there wasn't a mic holder.
Uh-huh.
So he was able to go into the bathroom, take a roll of toilet paper, put the microphone through the toilet paper hole, and that was his mic stand for the game. And when he told me that, he had emailed me the story, and I called him up. I thought he was kidding. And that's minor league baseball in a nutshell right there.
Oh, that's crazy. Okay, so also I thought it was interesting, too. I mean, Mario really was very transparent in talking about, you know, so many times, you know, people ask him throughout his journey as far as they want to know about the players, Justin Verlander or Miguel Cabrera, but those are guys that get all the headlines. But really, you know, what is it like being behind the scenes in television and radio? I mean, it really does take a village to have a successful broadcast. I mean, that really spoke to me, obviously, being in this business.
Well, it's like building a team. I mean, you don't have a team with 25 guys that are Miguel Cabrera. And on our broadcast team, there's not 25 Mario Mpembas. We have guys that do the audio. We have guys that roll back the video. We have a person that operates the score bug. And individually, all those jobs may seem a little bit trivial. We have a person that hands him cards, a stage manager that hands him cards and says, hey, our player of the game today, and there's a replay history. With all those little roles make a big difference. And it's one of the things I tell my son all the time is small details make a big difference. And our broadcast team, we're really proud of our coverage. We've won a bunch of Emmy Awards for our coverage. The Tigers are the top-rated team the last 2 years in all of baseball. And without all of these people operating at peak efficiency, we're not accomplishing that.
Of course, the title of the book is If These Walls Could Talk, Detroit Tigers. Also, give us a quick hit, Michael, on he shared in there as far as which parks are the toughest on the visiting team. Can you kind of go through that quickly?
Well, one thing he said was you know, and I'm from Boston, so when he talked about Fenway Park, it hit home. But Fenway Park is over 100 years old.
Yes.
And, I mean, when you're walking onto the field, you sometimes can hit your head on the roof of the dugout. And it's an antiquated park. And, you know, he talks a lot about different experiences in some of the places. You know, Fenway Park, the world champion Red Sox, you wouldn't think that the park was antiquated. Well, guess what? It is. So some of the parks that you wouldn't expect to be difficult or old really are. And it's kind of like the behind-the-scenes version of what it's like to be a broadcaster.
Mike Eisenberg has been with us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We want to encourage you to go out and get a copy of the book, If These Walls Could Talk, Detroit Tigers. Much more straight ahead this weekend at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.